WABF 1480.
And 1480 WABF, good morning to you. It's a little bit of a dreary day outside, but should be better this afternoon. It is currently 71 degrees outside, going all the way up to 82 today, and hopefully we're going to have a nice weekend, so you'll be able to get out and enjoy, and it'll be a great weekend for high school football, so got our fingers crossed on that. This morning, I am joined by Kenny Graves, and he'll be talking about the ball when pops. So good morning, Kenny. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing just fine. It's great to be with you this morning. On this Thursday morning, as we're getting ready for our annual Founders Day concert in Fairhope this coming Sunday.
Okay, go ahead and tell me about it.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Yeah, as you well know, the Baldwin Pops was unable to perform last year, you know, due to the COVID outbreak. So many of our concerts had to be canceled, but we're so pleased that everybody came out and heard our concert July the 4th down at the pier and at the Bluff, and we had a beautiful fireworks display presented by the city of Fairhope. And so now we have got all our music together, and we are going to be performing this coming Sunday evening at 6 o'clock at the Henry George Park there at the Bluff. And it's the annual Founders Day concert, and it's sponsored by the Fairhope Single Tax Corporation and largely supported by the city of Fairhope as well.
Okay.
And Mark, this year we have about 60 local musicians performing with us, and I can give you the music lineup and what we're going to be performing if you'd like.
Okay, sure. What are we playing this
year? Sure. Well, of course, we're going to always start our concerts out with a national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then we're going to have the Washington Post, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, At a Dixieland Funeral, and then P. Jesu, and then March Religioso.
Okay.
All right. Have you heard any of those songs?
I'm very familiar with Washington Post. P. Religioso, I don't know
P.
that one.
Jesu. Yeah, that was a new one on me, too. Dr. Jason Reinhardt selected that one, so we'll see what that one's all about.
Okay.
And then we're going to have an intermission, and then we're going to come back full and strong with a salute to the cinema, and with songs from some of your favorite cinematic hits from the past.
Okay.
Hooray for Hollywood, Singing in the Rain, Over the Rainbow, As Time Goes By. So you probably know
okay,
a few
of those
songs.
Right.
Okay. And then, since we're getting close to Halloween, we have a selection called Music for a Darkened Theater.
Oh, okay.
So these are some film scores from Danny Elfman, and including Tales from the Crypt,
okay.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, Beetlejuice, and Spider-Man.
Okay, right. Spider-Man, yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, since we're in the fall time of the year, we have a tune called Autumn, very beautiful piece. And then we're going to switch gears and enjoy the ballet music from William Tell.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll probably like this because WABF plays several Beatles tunes. We have a selection called Love by the Beatles.
Well, as they said, all you need is love.
That's right. And so that starts out with Because, and then Drive My Car, What You're Doing, The Word, Eleanor Rigby, Hey Jude, and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So we're listening to selections from that. And then we're going to wrap up the concert with Old Comrades. So a nice selection of music that will be presented by your local Baldwin Pops.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good concert. And
yeah.
And even though I had not heard of any of the first quarter of the music, the first selections, I like hearing that. I like hearing new music. And I like classical music anyway. I've always enjoyed going to the symphony since I was in school. That was one of the things our high school used to do was you know, one day every year, more or less the whole high school would go and listen to the symphony in Birmingham.
Right.
And so I had a very early appreciation for that. So, yeah, I do appreciate the classics, Haydn, Handel, not just the big five, you know, of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, you know, and such, but actually Tchaikovsky, some of the lesser known ones, et cetera.
Well, very good. Well, you will definitely enjoy this concert. And again, I wanted to remind our listeners to be sure and bring your lawn chairs, tablecloths, you know, whatever you got. Just come on down to the Henry George Park. Now, this is going to be a Sunday evening starting at about 6 o'clock. So you want to be sure and get there early and map out your spot. And then, if you, for some reason, you cannot join us this coming Sunday, you'll hear the concert again Sunday, October the 17th. And this starts at 5 p.m., and we're calling that the Fall Reflections Concert at the Orange Beach Art Center at 26398 Canal Road. That's a very beautiful location down there in Orange Beach. I don't know if you've had a chance to go down there, but they host a lot of weddings and big events in addition to the large selection of art that they have on display. So it's a beautiful location, and we're looking forward to returning to the Orange Beach Art Center on Sunday, October the 17th. And again, the concert this coming Sunday is sponsored by the Fairhope Single Tax Corporation and supported by the City of Fairhope. And Mark, speaking of support, of course, in the past year, we weren't able to do our 11 annual concerts that we normally put on. Mm-hmm. And so, as you can imagine, funding has followed
suit. At an all-time low. Right.
Yes.
And it's that way with many organizations that were not able to have fundraisers or not able to have events last year due to COVID and due to the pandemic.
Right.
That are just quite frankly behind the eight ball now. So
exactly. So Baldwin Pops is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and with that we offer free concerts to the community. There's absolutely no charge to the community to come and hear these, and they are sponsored by municipalities and businesses who have seen, you know, the impact that the Baldwin Pops has provided as we continue to share beautiful music with our local folks. One way that listeners can help support the Baldwin Pops is by just a simple donation. If you would like to send us a check or whatever to P.O. Box 38, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533, and just make that out to the Baldwin Pops. And that is a completely tax-deductible donation that you can mark off. Another way, a fun way, Mark, you might want to do this, is a lot of us shop on Amazon.com.
Okay.
I don't know how you feel about Amazon, but they have a program called Amazon Smile. And you can click on that and select the Baldwin Pops as the benefactor. So every time you go through that site, Amazon Smile, a portion of the proceeds from your purchase then is given back to the Baldwin Pops.
Hmm, okay.
A lot of you know, local nonprofit organizations can participate in that.
Okay.
So whatever your favorite you know, benefactor would be, they're probably on there.
Okay.
It's a real easy way to raise, you know, some funds for an organization. But the Baldwin Pops is on there, and so if you get a chance, you're going to be doing your Christmas shopping this fall. Go ahead and select the Amazon Smile and Baldwin Pops, and you can help us to continue to present great music in the area.
Okay.
And speaking of Christmas, Mark, we've already got our Christmas concerts lined up, so you might want to mark your calendar for these. The first Christmas concert is December the 3rd at the Daphne Civic Center, then December the 6th at the Foley Civic Center, and December the 7th at the Gulf Shores Cultural Arts Center. That's okay. Down off of Highway 59 at County Road 6. But all of our Christmas concerts will begin at 7 p.m., and we are assured a visit by Santa Claus.
Oh, fun.
At each one.
Okay.
Yeah, so he will be there to visit with the kids and take photos with them. So it's just a really fun atmosphere with some wonderful Christmas music thrown in.
Okay, well, that is wonderful. And well, let's step back just a little bit and tell me about how they've gotten together for rehearsals. You know, last year they didn't have any performances. Were they able to continue at least rehearsing together? Was it the kind of thing they could get together as an ensemble? Or did they just practice at home and hope that it worked out? Or?
Yeah, kind of funny there, Mark. We tried to get back together, but we rehearse at the Robertsdale High School band room.
Okay.
Okay. So, of course, that band room was closed to outside folks.
Right.
And only just for the kids. So we really couldn't get back together with a large group. So what we did, we formed a few ensembles, like you mentioned, and a few of our groups got together and just practiced, and actually a few of us got together in people's parking lots,
okay.
And driveways,
okay,
and just you had little impromptu concerts, just kind of keep us fresh, and then also we started doing videos. Put together a video last fall and had that on YouTube, and then we also produced a Christmas video which we placed on YouTube, and I think you can also access those on the website as well.
Huh.
But we actually did try to get back together last fall because we were thinking that we could put on some Christmas concerts. So we had an outdoor rehearsal in the parking lot at Robertsdale High School.
Okay.
And so we set out an array of chairs, and we had several of our band members come and rehearse. And then after that initial rehearsal, we were told, nope, no Christmas concerts, because all of our venues, were closed to
right.
the public,
mm-hmm.
Due to COVID concerns. But we were really excited that we could put on the do the videos and everything, and so earlier this year we all got back together and decided that we were going to move forward with the July 4th concerts because we got the green light from the city of Fairhope. Things started opening back up, and so as far as I know, we're back in full force and looking forward to continuing our concerts as normal. But it was really fun putting together those videos. If you get a chance, go to our website. I was going to mention that too, BaldwinPops.com.
Okay, that must have had its own little set of issues because I know computers do rendering. They don't do things in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the rendering can be just a fraction of a second off, or mm-hmm. a half second, or 2 or 3 seconds
yeah.
off sometimes. So it might have been interesting trying to get everybody to play at the same time, with the assistance of the computers,
Exactly. Well, it's funny, Mark, because each individual musician, or maybe like a small group of them, were recorded at either their own location or at a central location.
Okay.
So each one had to be recorded individually.
Okay. So and then you had a time code at the bottom that would
So then we had a click track in their headphones, and the other side is kind of like a recording of the music, very faint. So they could kind of, keep the beat and everything.
Uh-huh, stay with it. Okay.
And so it just kind of all flowed together,
all
just,
right.
just seamlessly. Okay. And of course, there were a few hiccups. There was a few, okay, let's do that one again,
yeah.
But it worked out. It really did. And it sounded great. And so again, BaldwinPops.com, I think those are still there. Maybe you could also access them on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Facebook, Baldwin Pops. And check those out if you haven't had a chance to listen to those yet.
Okay, and so you had the 4th of July performances, you've got these coming up, and then you've got the Christmases performances coming up.
Right.
How are you doing for people? I know that turnover is one of those things, and, mm-hmm. and you're always recruiting more. You know, you always need another trombone player, you always need
exactly.
another violinist.
Yeah, a lot of our elderly members of the Baldwin Pops that have been with us for probably since the beginning, over, you know, 24 years ago, have had to retire, you know, bow out, mm-hmm. and or due to health concerns,
sure.
that they can't, you know, be in large gatherings. So we have had a pretty good turnover rate, and thankfully we have been able to recruit band students from area colleges and from the Mobile area,
okay.
University of South Alabama, and actually they receive college credit for working with us.
Okay.
And so it's a really great program that USA has there. And but yeah, we've continued to promote. And so this will be a great opportunity to do just that here on the radio. If you're out there listening and maybe you were part of a band, a high school band or a college band, and you kept your instrument, maybe you need to get it out of the closet, mm-hmm. and dust it off.
Boil it down, yeah.
Yeah, get some new reeds or whatever you got going on,
uh-huh.
you know. And you can go to our website, baldwinpops.com, and get more information. All the details are there about how to join. And it is a membership-based organization, and you can fill out an application and get that to me. There's an email link on there, and we'll be happy to talk with you about that and forward your information to our conductor, and then maybe have an audition process. We do kind of want to hear if you can play.
Right, right, yeah.
We do have a few standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, we are always looking for musicians. And actually, I've had a few people reach out to me recently on the email. You know, mm-hmm. they found us and said, well, you know, I haven't played in years. I would love to, you know, get back involved.
You got like a rejuvenation program for, like, let's say me. I played trombone from 7th grade to senior.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually really good in high school. I made all county. I tried out for the Air Force Band. I made that. You know, I was pretty good back in the day.
I can imagine. Yeah.
But that was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And as good as I was back then, because I was actually really good back then. But that was, you know, my embouchure is completely worthless at this point.
That's Mark tooting his own horn.
Yeah, and now my horn sounds like it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the muscle memory, because I play trombone, so it's all muscle memory in the
mm-hmm.
arm, which makes it easier rather than remembering fingerings and stuff.
Right.
I there's no way I could hit those high G's and high A's like I used to be able to do.
That's so. Okay. We have trombone third part. You can hit the low ones.
Yeah, hit the low notes.
Yeah. You kind of keep up with the tubas if you want to.
Uh-huh.
You know? But we have a great time at our rehearsals, and it's just a great, you know, family atmosphere. Everybody from seniors in high school all the way up to, you know, retired folks in their, I think, up to their like 60s, 70s, you know, are playing with us. And the really great thing is our musicians come from all walks of life.
Sure.
And you're including, you know, radio disc jockeys or whatever you got going on. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's retired engineers and music educators, band conductors, and nurses, and all kinds of walks of life that have all just... they had a love for music, and maybe mm-hmm. they were in their high school or college bands and wanted to revisit those old
times.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you know, and get back involved,
sure.
in a local band that does a great job, I think, and you know, just kind of, you know, keep you fresh.
Okay. Yeah, got to get the band back together.
So. That's right, man. But we're so looking forward to presenting this concert Sunday evening. And again, that is at the Henry George Park there at the Bluff. And as a lot of our local listeners know, parking is kind of difficult down in that area. So might want to come early. And get your parking spot, and then go ahead and get your seat there at the park. You know, bring your lawn chairs or your blankets or whatever, and spread out and just come and make it a family affair. We do, you know, welcome you to bring a picnic dinner if you'd like to. We're not going to present a tablecloth award this time.
Okay, but a tablecloth award that was like.
Yeah, what we would do is go around to the different you know, setups. You know, people would set up like a blanket or a tablecloth there with their food and drinks and things that they were going to enjoy, and decorate it. And the one that was, you know, best decorated would win a tablecloth award.
Okay. But,
For we due to circumstances out of our control,
sure.
This time, no tablecloth award this time, but that will not stop you from showing off your decorating skills. So come on down and have a great evening with us. And another thing you might want to do is maybe bring some bug spray, and also bring a flashlight with you, because it's going to get dark. And as you get ready to leave after the concert is over, it's kind of hard to see there in the park. So we want everybody to be very careful. So bring a flashlight with you and keep up with the youngins.
Okay. And once again, your website where folks can reach you and get in touch with you?
It's BaldwinPops.com.
BaldwinPops.com. That's
right.
That's hard to remember.
I know,
right?
And
y'all have a Facebook page as well.
We do. Just go to Facebook and select Baldwin Pops.
Okay.
Try and make it real simple. That's right.
Yeah, so that even I can find it.
That's right. But we have all the information that you need about the Pops and upcoming concerts right there on the front page of the band. And over on the left-hand side, there's Eventbrite links. So if you want to, you can click on that, and you can give us a heads up that you're coming, so we'll know you're going to be there. There it is. How about that?
Yay.
You found
okay,
it.
Found it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's y'all playing at a summer venue somewhere with a
yes.
lake in the background. Is that in Spanish Fort?
That is Spanish Fort,
okay.
at that dock area back behind
venue.
The municipal complex. And there on the home page, you can scroll down and see the upcoming concerts. We have the Eventbrite links, and it also tells us, you know, what. Oh, yeah, the John Allen Memorial Scholarships. We had a great turnout for that. Where with that, I don't know if you remember John Allen. I don't know if you had a chance to meet him, but he used to play band in bands, and he decided at the age of 72 that he wanted to learn how to play the tuba.
Okay, yeah.
You remember that
right,
story?
Yes, I do. Huh?
Okay, so he went to Fairhope Middle School Band,
uh-huh.
and was taught how to play the tuba. And so then he used his skills with the Baldwin Pops. And played with us for several years until he passed away. And then in his memory, we established the John Allen Memorial Scholarship. And with that, we have an interview process where we award high school seniors with scholarship money,
mm-hmm.
and plaques. And it's just a wonderful a way to help support our local young musicians. So that's a great thing. And also on that home page, you can click, there's a drop down with the executive director blog. And so if you want to know what's going on with the Baldwin Pops over on the left-hand side, there's that home page and a little drop-down executive director blog, and you get the inside scoop because that's where I send my band members private messages. But see, there's the Support Baldwin Pops Incorporated with the Amazon smile.
Okay.
And if you want to contact me directly, the best way to do that is just go through baldwinpops@gmail.com. I don't normally answer that telephone.
Okay. baldwinpops@gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah,
if I get a phone call where I don't know where it's from, it goes to voicemail.
Yeah, exactly. And that usually turns people off anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just shoot me an email, baldwinpops@gmail.com. And also, there's our address if you'd like to get more information or send in donations to help support us directly at P.O. Box 38, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Okay. And once again, your upcoming concert, you've got the concert coming up this Sunday, October 3rd from 6 to 8 at the Henry George Bluff Park. And that's a free concert?
It is absolutely free. All of our concerts are absolutely free to the public. And we're supported by municipalities and local businesses. And a big thank you to Fairhope Single Tax Corporation and the City of Fairhope for sponsoring us this time.
Okay, now you're going through Eventbrite for reservations?
I know. I questioned that as well, but they say, well, that's just the best way to keep up with it. So, you know,
I guess if you're listed with Eventbrite, they send you notifications
about concerts. Yeah, they send you notifications that people are actually going to come to your show.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, but it's not because there's a cost or a charge associated with it. That's just for reminders.
Yeah, and seating is always at a first come
first serve
basis. So that's why I said earlier, get there early.
Get there. Yeah.
Get your spot mapped out, and that way you'll have a really good seat. But folks who show up late, you know, usually end up up there near Magnolia, you know.
So
get there early and go ahead and get that blanket out there and your lawn chairs and set up your picnic dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to share with me, that's fine too. But, you know, looking forward to being there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm just the MC. I just show up and introduce everything after I get everything set up.
Okay. Yeah. I've been organizers for things like that, and yeah, you're not the one playing the tuba, you're not the one playing the horns, you're not the one conducting and stuff, but you're busy nonetheless.
Oh yeah, very very busy. But it's like I tell our treasurer who says, Kenny, we really appreciate what you do, and I says, well, it's a labor of love, and she says, well, it's got to be.
Yeah. So, well, okay, we appreciate that. Once again, the Baldwin Pops Founders Day concert coming up this Sunday from 6 to 8. Get there early, get your place mapped out, put you a sheet out on the ground, bring you some bag chairs and sit out and, you know, bottle of wine, maybe a candlelight, whatever.
Right.
Bring your snacks and food and stuff.
Bug spray. And a
flashlight. Well, bugs aren't too bad.
Right, yeah, that's now. True. Yeah. But yeah, come on down and just make it a fun evening, and we'll have some great music presented by our local area musicians from Baldwin and Mobile counties.
Okay.
They're all local, and they're all volunteers, and they're all members of the Baldwin Pops.
Okay, and again, that's October 3rd, which is this Sunday, and then Sunday after next, you'll be down in Orange Beach at the Coastal Arts Center, and then in December, of course, you'll be in Daphne at the Holiday Concert.
Right, so. Yeah, we'll start our Christmas concerts in December, but I'll be back to
you'll
talk.
Be back before
yeah,
then.
I'll be back to talk to you more about that.
There's a lot going on before then.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right, great. Well, we appreciate you coming in, Kenny, and telling us about all this.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity.
All right, well, in recognition of this, we're going to play a little Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra
here.
Here's Opus 1 on 1480 WABF.